All right, go ahead.
What's it when you face a team in the playoffs that you already played? How does that impact the preparation at the start of the week?
I think it's – well, you know what? You can move on a little bit quicker personnel-wise. You know what I'm saying, Ryan? I mean, it's not as – what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're filming me right now.
I am.
I don't think – have you ever done that before?
Once or twice.
Really? Because it's got me – you're throwing me off here a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Can't change up the routine.
Yeah. You know, you can get through it a little bit quicker. But it's kind of like, you know, when you're playing a division opponent, you know, from that standpoint, like the second time around. I think, it's I don't want to say it's easier, but, you know, you're not – you kind of know what you get yourself into. You know what I'm saying? You kind of know what's going on.
The first half yesterday, maybe even beyond that, what did you make of the play calling on offense? Did you feel like it was too conservative in retrospect?
Well, I don't think obviously we want to execute a whole lot better. I think it goes back to that. You know, I mean, you know, you see things where you can, you know, call a play, and we just weren't able to make plays. You know, I mean, you know, when you're conservative, I know that we were careful going the one direction, you know, because of the swirling wind, you know, which is the first time we've really encountered that, you know, since I've been here that I've noticed. So we wanted to be careful. You know, we did talk about that before the game when we went out there. But other than that, I think collectively, you know, as an offense, you know, we want to be able to do a better job. Obviously, we're going to have to do a better job, you know what I'm saying, going forward.
After the game, was the whole game ball thing to the fans, was that something just off the cuff, or did you actually give that a thought?
No, because it was off the cuff. Yeah, it was off the cuffs because – but it went – you know, it was in the back of my mind from when we had a – I don't know what a luncheon was that it in the beginning of the year with season ticket holders, right? The one we had on the opposite side where we had to cross the field and go up.
Yeah, season ticket holders.
Yeah, you know, and you sit there and everyone's talking about, you know, everything that's going on and a new indoor facility and, you know, the experience and how excited the people were, and, you know, the one thing that hasn't happened is we haven't done our job, you know what I'm saying, as a team to go out there and put a good performance on and win football games. And, you know, for me, I just haven't been in the community and being out, you know, with my kids are in schools, you know, I got three young kids, so you get a lot of information, you know what I'm saying, about the feeling, you know, it's funny when you're a parent, when they come home and they ask me a question, I know whether it's another kid asked that question or the other kid's parents asked that question. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that you know. And I think that, you know, I've been part of a team that turned a region around after, you know, a devastating situation, you know, that happened, you know, in New Orleans, you know, with Katrina. And then, you know, I just feel like I have a sense of responsibility that, for the team to do well so that, you know, our fans can be proud, you know what I'm saying, of our football team. I've always felt that as a coach, you know, and I think the responsibility is greater, you know, than just, you know, hey, you're winning games and trying to get, you know, something for myself. I feel good that, like, when I walk around, most people don't notice me, you know. I mean, you know, so which is good. You know, like last night I was in Publix, I think two people said congratulations, but I was still able to maneuver, get my stuff and get out. But what I look at when I go around the community is, you know, when I see people wearing, you know, Jaguar gear, or, you know, my wife will say, hey, in front of me in line today, two people were talking about the game and how excited they were, you know, things of that nature. I like that. I feel like, you know, I'm doing a good job.
As a follow-up to that, how much do you feel like this is, the energy from the crowd yesterday, which was obviously a little bit more amped up than any other previous time, helps sustain the team in a tight game, energy-wise, throughout all four quarters?
Yeah, I think it helped. You know, I think yesterday, you know, one of the things I was concerned with early in the game was how much our defense was on the field. You know, you're talking about they were on the field for, like, you know, 20 minutes, you know, when the offense was, you know, 10 minutes. And I was thinking to myself, you know, we better get this stuff going. And then, hey, listen, this defense hasn't been on the field as long. You know, I don't know. I didn't go back and look, but I know in my mind I haven't felt like they have been on the field that long. So how much are we going to be able to have in the second half to close this out? And I think that the energy that they get from themselves and the energy that they get from the crowd, I think, you know, helped them with that. I don't know that for a fact, but that's just how I feel.
Did Unique say anything to you about what Richie Incognito said to him at all? This
actually, he told me, Tad told me about that just a little bit earlier. I didn't know anything about it. But I guess, you know, the NFL is looking into it and we'll, you know, see what happens.
What did you make a Leonard's game? Did he get what was there, or did you see him being sharp?
I mean, a lot of times when, you know, the running back, a lot of times depending on what happens up front. And it's usually hand in hand, you know. If they're not doing their job up front, it's going to be very difficult for the running back. If they're doing a good job up front, I think we all have to do a better job. You know, we really do. And we've got to figure it out and get it done in a quick fashion.
You said about the relationship between Blake and his receivers. They were targeted three times, the three top receivers, and didn't have a catch. Is that a concern at all?
Everything is a concern when you want to play better. You know what I'm saying? When you don't play well. So, you know, like I said, you know, we collectively, everyone, it starts with me to Coach Hackett, to the assistant coaches, to the players, we've got to do a better job, you know. And, you know, we've got to do a better job starting today. We've got to do a better job tomorrow. And, I mean, that's really I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, it's not like it's one area. You know, we've got to pick it up in all the areas and do a better job offensively.
You guys had the top rushing attack in the NFL at the end of the season. Does it feel like it or no? Like, do you still feel like you're a good rushing team?
You know, I go back and I look at, you know, what we do right now, you know. So, you know, right now we've got to do a better job of that. So I don't look back and say, you know, it would be like asking a question about running the football. And I'd be like, well, you know, how could you ask me that question? We're the number one rushing offense. You know, you guys will look at me like, well, you sure didn't look like it the other day. And I think that's one of the things I always try to say is that, you know, your performance on Sunday – you know, is going to carry, you know, that's going to be who you are, you know, for that week until you change it, you know what I'm saying, or you sustain what you're doing well. And that's the one thing I found, you know, I look at with the league. So I always try to say those stats, you know, we look at them and navigate through them to figure out what's going on at the end of the year. But, you know, when the season's going on, you know, we're just looking at tendencies and things of that nature, and I don't put a lot into it, you know, as what other people do, because I just want to make sure that it's week to week the performance that we do, because, you know, once I start looking at that, I find myself making excuses, and I don't want to do that. I want to keep pushing this team to be better.
The win the way it was, how impressive was Brad Norman's performance on Sunday?
The last one scared me. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a low kick, and that we did a heck of a job covering. But before that, the one was outstanding when he switched the field, you know, and then the punts that were in there tight. So, you know, he came up big, you know, and the coverage aspect of it too. Those guys did a nice job. You know, so that helped us. We wound up, you know, we put a big emphasis on winning the field position. And I think we had a 5-yard advantage on that. You know, and that was tough in the beginning of the game. We couldn't really flip it. You know, that's what I was thinking going into it. I'm like, okay, we backed up, and we couldn't flip the field. And then we started to flip it a little bit, you know, and that I think that put us in a position where we should have been, you know, able to get more points.
You were talking about a moment ago about you are what you are this week and looking at stuff like that. That applies to everybody, right? Not just
same like the defense, you know what I'm saying? People, we can switch around for the defense, and, you know, if we don't go out there and perform well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, what's going on? You know, what, you know, do you feel like you're the number two or whatever ranked defense they are? Well, you got to go out there every Sunday and prove it, you know? You have to.
Same for Blake, too, right? I mean, you approach him the same way, obviously. you know, in terms of his performance and what he has to do to prove anything beyond Saturday or Sunday or whatever day it is?
Yeah, I look at things as a unit first, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at, you know, everything, how everything's working. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if someone's not holding on to the football, if someone's having a lot of penalties or someone's doing something like that, then I'll look at it from more of an individual basis. But, you know, right now the way I feel, it's not an individual, because if it was, it'd be easy. You know what I'm saying? You just take them out, put them in, or whatever you have to do. But, you know, we've got to do better collectively, you know what I'm saying, offensively.
You had a third goal from the 1-yard line. Do you tell Nate before that play you got two chances here?
Mm-hmm.
And how much is that because it could impact this call?
Yes, no. I do.
That's always been your MO, and mm-hmm. Why do you like doing that?
Because I just want to make sure he knows what we're going to do. I mean, I've always done that, you know. I think, you know, because I think it changes strategically what your thought process is. And I do that in the field. I do that all the time. But I also, you know, Washer, you know, on defense also knows when, hey, you know, they're in an area right now where they might be going, you know, they might take two shots at it, you know. And usually it's easier with the field goal range, you know. So we're always up to that. You know, on top of that, as it's going on. But yeah, I've always done that.
Patman,
sometimes I'm a little late with it, but I try to be as early as possible.
Patman was asked to step up.
How about that play? That was a heck of a play. Now I was fired up for him. You know, he's one of those guys that works extremely hard in practice, and you know, and you got to give credit to AC now. I mean, you know, he was sick before the game. You know, on the sideline, it was. He was sick, and he looked sick, but he wanted to play. You know, he was going to do everything he possibly could. And then, you know, obviously it got to a point where I give a lot of, you know, credit to a player that, you know, obviously it was a point where he wasn't going to be as productive. So Pat went in there and came up with a big play. So, you know, I give credit to both those players, you know, Pat being ready to go. And that's the other thing, like I always say, and I tell it to the players, you never know what's going to happen when you wake up that morning. You know, we always have a last-minute thing where, you know, I'll talk to Tad about the inactives and, you know, who we're doing. But, you know, you don't know for sure until you wake up the next day, because sometimes guys wake up and can't play. Sometimes I told you one of the stories, one of the teams we played at home this year, and guy hurt his ankle in the elevator. You know, the coach was like, can you believe that? You know, so-and-so was a scratch. He got hurt in the damn elevator. You know, but things like that occur. And the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, If I'm your backup, you know, and I see you the night before, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't have to worry. I'm going to stay up a little bit, watch TV, maybe not, you know, go through the game plan one more time. And then all of a sudden the next morning you wake up sick and I'm like, holy cow, and you try to catch up. You can't do that as a player. So, you know, the player's being ready and Pat was ready. And that's what helps you, you know, it helps your football team.
Looking at the tape, what was the biggest issue in your mind as to why the defense didn't take advantage of chances to keep Buffalo pinned in? Because they got a lot of first downs when Buffalo was pinned back at their own 10, 15, 7, things like that.
Yeah, they did a nice job. We're switching up our coverages on them. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, we were in a little bit more zone, you know, than we're normally in, protect against, you know, the quarterback running. You know, we want to put ourselves in there. And, you know, they made the plays. You know, we were off. We got caught in the layers. You know, the first one coming out, you know, where they had a 7-cut, a go ball, and someone in the flat. You know, didn't play that combination as well as we could have. You know, that was an execution play. I mean, I can go through them all, but, you know, it goes back to them. You know, they hit us on some things, and they executed well.
Was that part of the reason why you guys stuck with more man coverage in blitz situations as the game went on?
Yeah, we started changing, yeah, because we were getting, you know, changing up and going more man. Started off more zone. And then they got some runs, too, you know, with the quarterback running out of there.
Can you talk about Marcel? He said this past week was sort of difficult going up against Buffalo and all the things that went into that. You started him Sunday and played a pretty big game stopping the run. You didn't have him when you played Pittsburgh back in October. Has he ingrained himself that he's made himself even a bigger impact to help that defensive front to stop the run? And this, what things do you see him starting this week, too?
I mean, those guys play. I mean, you know, whoever goes in there and starts, Abe was just coming off an injury. You know what I'm saying? So Marcel went in there to start. It wasn't like, you know, I'm going to start him because we're playing this A team, you know. But, you know, those guys all have to play well. They're going to have to, you know, go in there. I just see him doing a good job. And, you know, like I said before, I think, you know, when a player, it doesn't matter what team, you pick up a player from a trade in the middle of the season of a player that doesn't think he's going to be traded. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it comes there. And I just told him, I said, listen, the focus, you know, this week is on this team. It's not on, you know, what happened and all that stuff. You got to push that stuff to the side and be able to go out there, and we need you to play well. I mean, that's as simple as you know, that those are the type of conversations I had with him. And he was fine. He's like, listen, I'm ready. I said, well, you know, I want you ready for practice today. You know what I'm saying? I need you ready to play the game on Sunday. You don't need to be ready to play the game, you know, today. You know what I'm saying? And try to, you know, talk to him in those type of terms.
Conversations or any time you've spoken with Mercedes, has he ever said anything to you about sticking it out here, going through all of what he went through over the last 10 years to finally getting to the point where, hey,
you guys give me way too much credit sometimes. Like, I have no foresight to anything. I mean, or whatever the correct word is. I don't look at things. I'm just trying to get these guys better for this next week. I really don't. I mean, but if, you know, hey, listen, if I didn't have to worry about playing and all that stuff and, you know, I was kind of hanging out in the locker room and, you know, my mind was somewhere else, I might ask that question, but that has never came to my mind. You know, I thought it was pretty cool, though. I mean, I did say that. I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And like when the players were stretching and the crowd, you know, I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. You know, I mean, you know, and that, you know, I joked around with a couple guys. I was like, hey, Hearnsey, you know, I bet you, you know, hey, this is probably a new experience for you. You know, you probably have never seen this, you know. Well, let's go play, you know. And that's really the only thing that really came to my mind. Outside of more, you know, I'm the guy that, you know, God, is he ever going to smile? Is he ever going to not talk? Is he going to talk about something else? Is it always got to be about football? Does it always have to be about trying to win? Is it always going to have to be about, I got to do a better job doing something, you know? That's the kind of guy I am.
How do you think Marquise Lee moved around yesterday, playing for the first couple of times?
I thought he moved around well. Yeah, I did.
How much do you think he'll benefit from testing it that way?
Yeah. I to me personally, I've always said, you know, you can put someone in there, but I think when someone's off for a while, my experience, and I'm talking about, you know, from everywhere I've been, Ryan, I think it's hard just to go out there and just play. I think, you know, the more you can practice and the more you can get in the groove and all that stuff, I think the better you're going to be. Not to say that you can't play or can't perform well. I'm not saying that, but I think you have a better chance to do it the more you're out there.
Test your memory a little bit. How good was Shazier in that first game?
Outstanding.
Outstanding?
Yeah. He's outstanding. Outstanding player.
Kind of losses that for them, then, would you imagine, or looking at them?
I think they got a lot of good players around, you know what I mean? So, you know, people are stepping up and playing well for them. And, you know, I think after that game, I mean, they went on like an 8-game winning streak, you know, something like that. And then, you know, I haven't watched as much of the film right now, but I know the guys up front are really good. Like I said before, you know, a couple of years ago, we went up there and practiced against them, you know, for a couple of days. They work extremely hard. They're smart, talented. You know, I think, you know, when you have a lot of players, a lot of good football players, you know, we've done that, you know, this year a little bit too. You know, even the other day with, you know, Blair Brown going in there, you know, he comes up with two big tackles. You know, when you got good players around you now, you can stick people in there and do a heck of a job. I think that, you know, Shazier, obviously outstanding football player, outstanding person, you know, and we wish him the best. You know, we really do. Like any player that gets injured in this game, and hope he can come back because he is such a great player. But, you know, their performances, I mean, you know, I'm sure that they do miss him, but it's not, you're not seeing that in the stat line.
Like Bortles, when he pulled the ball down and ran in the second half, the positive from that is that it helped the team. You needed to move. You needed to move the chains. You needed
to, 6 first downs rushing.
You need something to help because the passing game wasn't working. The running game was getting stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip to that is his confidence rattled right now a bit from a throwing standpoint?
I always see him coming the same day. You know, work the same way. You know, there's been. If his confidence isn't rattled by what's gone on in the past, I don't think something like that's going to rattle him. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to come and just try to work because his one characteristic is his toughness. You know, that's his greatest characteristic to me. When people ask me, you know, it's like, hey, what do you like about him? I said, he's tough, you know, both mentally and physically. He shows up every day. He's in here today. You know, he just wants to know what he has to do, what he has to improve on, what he's got to do to help the offense, you know, and just go to work. You know, that's the way he's been all year, so he hasn't changed.